Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Are you aware about the hatred, and I'm talking about in all the world, for the Jews and for the state of Israel? In, I would like to say, unparalleled fashion since World War II. Israel Today wrote on May 23, nearly 600 days after the outbreak of the October 7 war, and Israel has sunk to an all-time low in its international standing. Some of its closest allies, Britain, France, Canada, have threatened sanctions if the war in Gaza continues. Never before has such a harshly worded statement been directed at Israel, effectively branding it a pariah state. Most astonishing and alarming is the silence of the United States. Israel's steadfast ally that has always stood by its side. Not a single word of condemnation from Washington regarding the threatening statement from other Western powers. If President Trump was accused of throwing Israel under the bus, this is now taking tangible form on a global stage. I'd like you to consider an article which I'm going to read to you now from Report 24, an Austrian publication, having to do with the situation in Gaza. Now, I'm not going to belittle the situation in Gaza at all, but here's an example as to how threats are being accumulated due to blatant lies. Report 24 wrote on May 25. The mainstream media bombards the public with images of children with wide, pleading eyes. Instead of demanding evidence of sources, hatred against Israel is sweeping through the country. Ever since the Middle East conflict began, there have been countless lies emanating from the so-called Palestinians and their national authority. On May 20, UN Emergency Relief Coordinator Tom Fletcher, via the formerly highly respected BBC, claimed that 14,000 babies in Gaza were at risk of dying within 48 hours. Tom Fletcher had fabricated the story. There is no truth to it. And the BBC failed to question it or classify it. Israel has been exposed to the hatred of the world. This does not happen by chance. It's a calculated move. The wrongly accused Jews once again had to do their own research to find out the background of the story. It was discovered that Fletcher was referring to a report by the Integrated Food Security Phase Classification, which estimated that up to 14,000 children between 6 months and 6 years of age could be affected by malnutrition over a period of 1 year. There were no current threats of death within 48 hours. A high-ranking UN official went public with the fact that, upon closer examination, feeds the centuries-old anti-Semitic narratives that have led to pogroms, that is, mass murder and expulsion in many places. The ritual murder legend of the Jew as baby murderer. First historically documented in 1144 in England, when Jews were accused without any evidence of murdering a Christian boy. In 1475, a 2-year-old boy was found dead in Trento. The authorities subsequently had all the city's Jews tortured and executed. The image of the child murdering Jews was taken up by Nazi propaganda. We live in a time in which leftists, Muslims, and national socialists are fraternizing to incite hatred against Israel and attack Jews. Yet every lie seems to be justified. As a media consumer, one should have learned at the very latest, after the madness of the Corona period, to question everything critically. Anyone who relies on mainstream media is abandoned, not just during the Corona pandemic, but always. Now, when it comes to the Gaza debacle, Newsmax wrote on May 25, not only are Hamas terrorists reportedly looting the humanitarian aid for the innocent civilians, but they are also reportedly firing on civilians trying to access the aid that the world leaders have demanded Israel release. Israel has long warned aid is getting stolen by the very hostage-holding terrorists Israel seeks to remove from power. Now also Germany has joined the chorus of condemnation. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz criticized the Israeli government for its military actions in Gaza, and Focus wrote on May 26, more harshly than any German chancellor before him. He said the Israeli government must not do anything that at some point its best friends are no longer willing to accept. Merz stated for the first time that in its fight against the terrorist organization Hamas, the Netanyahu government is violating international law. And then it goes on to say that the distance between the CDU's coalition partner, the SPD, and Israel is growing almost hourly. Social Democrat transport politician Isabel Kadimatori posted on X that arms exports to Israel must be suspended because Germany must not participate in the Israeli government's war crimes. Now, at this point, Mr. Merz is currently unwilling to fulfill that demand, but we have to wait and see what's going to happen. Focusrite wrote an interesting, very eye-opening article on May 27, which I'd like to read to you now, and I will make maybe a few comments as we go along, but overall the article speaks for itself. It's talking about Friedrich Merz's misguided criticism. It says, Chancellor Friedrich Merz's words on Israel's actions in the Gaza Strip have caused a stir in Germany, but hardly in Israel. Anyone who asks why this is must understand two realities, the Israeli one and the Jewish one. Both are characterized by deep exhaustion, but also by clarity regarding the threat situation. And both are disappointed by how often in Europe, and now also by the German government, central aspects of this conflict are ignored or relativized. The Israeli government under Benjamin Netanyahu is highly controversial. And yet, even its opponents recognize that Israel has been in an existential war after October 7, 2023. Hamas' brutal terrorist attack has crossed a line not only militarily, but also morally. Babies were beheaded, women systematically raped, entire families wiped out. 58 hostages are still in Hamas power, 600 days later. Anyone who condemns the war must also ask themselves, what would the alternative be? Would Germany have laid down its weapons after such a massacre? Merz said that Israel should not do anything that its partners can no longer accept. It is a statement that cuts deep into the Israeli psyche, for it implies that Israel is morally derailed, that it is acting outside of international law. The fact that this statement comes from Germany, of all places, seems like a double betrayal. And it surely looks like that. It goes on to say, many Israelis, including critics of Netanyahu, are asking themselves, why isn't the outrage directed against Hamas, which started the war and prolongs it daily by holding the hostages, a terrorist organization of murderers? I am saying. The article goes on to say, why aren't European politicians demanding the unconditional release of these people with the same vehemence? Why isn't Egypt criticized for keeping its borders with Gaza hermetically sealed so that no humanitarian aid can come in? Why is no one saying anything about Iran, Hezbollah, the Houthis, who are fighting Israel daily with rockets, drones, and disinformation? You see the hypocrisy here. Has been going on for a long time, Now Germany is joining it. Officially. Inofficially, probably they had joined it a long time ago. The article continues. Israel is fighting on 7 fronts. Gaza, the West Bank, Lebanon, Syria, Iran, the Houthis in Yemen, and increasingly in the cyber world. This multi-front war is often overlooked or ignored. Instead, criticism focuses exclusively on the humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza, undoubtedly a real tragic drama, for which there are no easy solutions. But this one-sidedness hurts many Jews around the world. 0.1 to 0.3% of Jews live in Germany. Their voices are drowned out by the digital noise. On social media, Israel has long been vilified as an occupying power, an aggressor, a genocidal force. Anti-Semitism is increasing, support is dwindling. More and more Jews are openly considering emigrating, not only because they no longer identify with Germany, but because they no longer feel safe. Now, mind you, this article was written by a German in Germany. Goes on to say, Merz could have addressed these issues. He could have made it clear that Israel has a right and a duty to protect its population, including militarily. He could have said that Hamas bears primary responsibility for the suffering in Gaza. He could have turned to the moderate Arab world, to Egypt, to Jordan, to the Emirates, and called on them to share responsibility. Merz, if he was already admonishing, could have also appealed to Palestinian society to finally distance itself from Hamas. But he remained silent. And this is precisely what happened. Silence makes his criticism so unbalanced, so hurtful, so disappointing for many. Israel doesn't need blind solidarity. It needs critical friendship. There is a difference. Criticism is permitted, even necessary, but it must be complete. It must acknowledge the complexity, know the history, take reality into account. Anyone who only points at Israel without considering its surroundings not only misses the truth, they betray responsibility. Merz's words show that the once unshakable solidarity with the Jewish state is crumbling in Germany too. Let me just say, I don't believe it was an unshakable solidarity to begin with. Germans have always had a negative feeling towards the state of Israel and the Jewish people. But at least superficially it was there. Now that's going away as well. The article goes on to say, this may be politically expedient, European majorities are shifting, but it is dangerous because it sends a signal to Israel's enemies that support is dwindling, and it sends a signal to the Jewish community, you are alone. I would like to see a nuanced debate, the author concludes. This debate is rare these days. Merz had the chance to initiate it. He did not take advantage of it. Quite the opposite. And so we see that the Jews, the state of Israel, are becoming more and more isolated, and then they will be left all alone. All the allies will disappear. Anti-Semitism is on the march. Hatred towards the Jews is on the march. It is something which is despicable in the eyes of God. The one who is behind it is none other than Satan the devil. Let us not forget, Jesus was a Jew. The early apostles were all Jews. Christ demanded that we keep the Ten Commandments, which includes the commandment to keep the weekly Sabbath. The Sabbath is not a Jewish Sabbath. Christ said the Sabbath was made for man. Now, Satan doesn't hate anything more than Christians keeping the Sabbath by obeying the commandments of God. Now, the Jews are known as the ones who are keeping the Sabbath, and of course some, like us, are also then put in the same pot of Jewish friends. You see, anti-Semitism is a terrible curse. It will continue until Jesus Christ returns to set up the kingdom of God, the government of God, the rule of God here on this earth. And then, and only then, anti-Semitism will be a thing of the past. We can pray for that. Right now, darkness will continue, the lights will go out more and more. But after Christ's return, things will be so incredibly different. And that is why we should pray to God the Father, your kingdom come. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.